Okay, hi everybody. Just a few little things that one has to do before tuning in with you. And, you know, I'd like to welcome you as the brave ones who are willing to extend your thought towards the abstract mind, which is maybe a little more unusual than is usually credited. We do so much thinking with the concrete mind, and obviously our antikarana is nowhere near completely built. We are certainly building towards the mental monastic permanent atom, and that gives us the chance to eventually, you know, take the third degree and beyond. That antikarana has to extend all the way into the spiritual triad. It may not at this time actually reach the monad, reach the atmic permanent atom, or reach the buddhic permanent atom. Why? Because some of those states are really related to chohans. We sometimes wonder why there is no description of what the powers are, the so-called siddhis. What are those powers on the first and second subplane of the atmic plane, on the first and second subplane of the buddhic plane? Well, they pertain to degrees beyond that of mastership. So in a way, we're building towards mastership and beyond, and there can be a response coming to us, an impression, as it were, under the science of impression, coming to us from those high sources. But our antikarana will only imaginatively at this time reach those higher permanent atoms, and of course the monad, which demands the sixth degree, and we're pretty far from that. You know, certainly, even though things are accelerating these days, we are thousands of years, probably people like you and me, thousands of years from being able to achieve that. Though, interestingly, DK has said that many initiates of the fifth degree, that's mastership, will be needed in the short term. So there is a wind at our back, and we are being driven by a current that is helping us attain higher degree more rapidly if we will but attend to the rules. That is, of course, an issue. Will we attend to the rules and carry through? Well, let's see. There are a fair number of us here, and I always want to thank Michael Stacy for helping keep the ship upright. And I want to welcome Annette and Catherine and Cindy, Frederick, and Heike, and Helen, and Jesse, and Joe. Well, now Joe is one of our group, communications group members, doing a lot of good work. You know, everyone on the communications team, BL, Joe, and Michael, and they're doing a lot of work to get this teaching to you. And welcome Joan and Karen and Lori and Margot, and Mariut and Martha, Martha Gallagher, and Martine, and Risto, welcome, and Tia, and Yvonne. I think that's all for the moment. Glad you're here. And I haven't been able to send out, you know, what I call the daily dropping of the seed. It's been so busy now. You know, there's just every need coming to us to concentrate on the preservation of what has been gained along the line of democracy since the Enlightenment, you know, in Europe, let's say. We're talking about modern times. It is possible to lose all that and go back to some state of unjust monarchy, the kinds of monarchies we have now. Are more constitutional monarchies, and they do not have autocratic power. But in the intentions of the dictators, they might as well be called kings. And let's say that the whole founding of America was in rebellion against that kind of autocracy, which deprives the members of the people from expressing their will. It's a kind of a totalitarian situation, and the one thing that DK told us we have to defeat is totalitarianism. Just want to I've been opening all of these programs, you know, with the use of the second of the great invocations. And even though we're dealing with issues that have to do with a profound reality, which is so much greater than passing events, no matter what they are, passing planets, passing solar systems, passing galaxies, passing universes. I mean, what we're trying to deal with here is the absolute, or the substratum, even though we have to live in the world of the Mahamaya cyclically. And this is one of those crisis points, I believe. Some people just consider it to be okay, it's just an election. But remember that the hierarchy, through the regent of Europe and the regent of America, United States particularly, Master Rakusi, Master R, now the Maha Chohan, has a definite project in mind. And it is possible to thwart or delay this hierarchical intention. So there's much more to it than people suspect. And since we are students of esotericism and know maybe a little bit now, we have a responsibility to work for the preservation of the hierarchical intention as far as we can understand it. You know, in World War II and even World War I, there were forces, I think from Mars, you know, the whole idea of blood and iron, forces ranged against the intentions of hierarchy. And the whole world had to be mobilized to defeat that attack. Now, we have another attack occurring now. It's not yet of the same ferocity. And we cannot let it get even close to the kind of ferocity which almost brought humanity down into defeat and enslavement. So we have our responsibilities here daily as the days tick off towards a great decision. Interestingly, a decision that's made in Scorpio. The times of the debates, well, 4 o'clock in the morning here in Finland, you know, are still accomplished in Libra because decisions are being made. But then when that greater decision is being made, we will have a Scorpio energy manifesting. And the whole Kurukshetra, you know what I mean by Kurukshetra, the great battle, the whole Kurukshetra of the 20th century and 21st is being fought on a higher turn of the spiral than the earlier one. It's no longer being fought in Libra, in India. It's being fought in Scorpio, and it has worldwide implications. Okay, so let's do our usual and with concentration, coming together and feeling our unity as a group that tries to respond to the will to good. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. And you know, it's pretty clear the writer from the secret place is the Kalki avatar at this time, embodied by the present Bodhisattva, who is the Christ and probably who has accomplished more than any Bodhisattva yet that has been part of Earth humanity. And if he comes from the secret place, I think he comes from higher than another way of looking at the soul of our planet, the hierarchy, as the secret place. But of course, he is also, at this time, a member of Shambhala. So this has the whole intention of the of Sanat Kumara and the Lords of Liberation, all established in Shambhala, to